The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
I guess, Harley, this is the new world, is it? The number of births out of wedlock up 400% since 1970.
In 1970, only 10% of births in the United States were outside of wedlock. Now it's 40%. That's a big, big number, in my opinion. They figure it's headed for half before long. The EU actually has a higher rate, in large part because the socialized systems there in Europe make it more profitable to have a child out of wedlock in terms of benefits and so forth than to be married. So, you know, why get hitched?
in this country, there are rent seekers everywhere, Harley, aren't there? Rent seekers everywhere. Go where the money goes. Go where the money goes. Hang on. Okay, that's fine. Just tell us. I can't believe this. So are you seriously saying New York City has robot security patrols?
Yeah, they look like R2-D2 with a cone head, if you get the idea. I mean, like one of these little, and it looks like the top of a missile head, so to speak, rolling around with wheels, taking pictures, taking names in two places so far in the city. Lefrak City is a low to middle income neighborhood in Queens, New York, and they've got these things rolling around at LaGuardia Airport. They observe people walking on the sidewalks. They record license plate numbers. They detect the heat in objects. They see which cell phone serial numbers are within a designated patrolling area. So if you're there with your cell phone, they know it.
If something happens that requires action, what do? They're just seeing.
Well, they just see, and presumably those in the security department are able to watch what they're seeing. They say the data is only seen by the security agency that controls the robot.
Right.
But some people are saying, oh, yeah, what if I steal the robot and hack it?
That's what does happen. I don't know, Harley. We'll leave that for another day, I think. Hang on, here we go. Work less, live longer.
I like this. It's really good to me. This is data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here's what they figured. Everybody in America tends to work an average of 40 hours a week.
Oh, I wish.
But if we work fewer hours than that, 40 isn't even close to a lot of people, but, you know, if you work fewer than that, supposedly you have less stress, you sleep more and better, you improve your heart health, you spend more
rubbish.
Time with loved ones, have more leisure time, and you live longer.
Rubbish. And then you're intellectually inactive, which is worse, the worst thing that you can possibly be. All right, Harley, go and get one of those robots, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.